From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And for a lot of people who are familiar with our next guest, the most surprising thing that he told me came in reply to an obligatory, almost always off-the-air question, which we ask at the start of an interview, even when we think we know the answer. How do you pronounce your name?
I say Steve Buscemi, but Buscemi is okay if that's what comes out.
That's B-U-S-C-E-M-I, Buscemi. Think Fargo, think of many movies by the Coen brothers, and think of that character actor with a lean and hyperthyroid look. Buscemi came in to talk about his latest film, Interview, which he directed and which he stars in with Sienna Miller. Interview translates into English and into New York City, a Dutch movie by the late Theo van Gogh. That's how Buscemi pronounces the name of the Dutch filmmaker who was murdered in 2004 by an Islamist extremist. His assassin was enraged by one of Van Gogh's films and the statement it made about violence against Muslim women. Steve Buscemi's movie is part of an upcoming trilogy of American independent films that are adaptations of Van Gogh's Dutch films.
I had my choice of the three of the films. An Interview was the one that just really, I don't know, spoke to me. I just loved the characters and what the story was of this political journalist who, you know, gets assigned to interview this B-movie actress, and he doesn't want to do it. And, of course, she's much more than he bargained for, and it turns into much more than an interview.
Do you enjoy appearing in B-movies and horror films? Do you think you're any good in them?
I like my movies. You know, I may not be a great actress, but I will be one day. And yes, I enjoy entertaining millions upon millions of people. How large is your readership?
Oh, you know, I have dozens of readers. And I doubt that any of them were entertained by your performance in, what was it? Life of the Party.
Neither B-movie actresses nor journalists come out very well from this movie.
Well, I don't want to say that we represent all of the media and celebrity, because they are two very specific people. And that, to me, was the interesting part of the film, is who they were as people and why they connected, and then why they feel the need to sabotage that connection.
The Interview is the first of a project of three movies, which are to be Triple Theo, or Triple Teo, the purists would say.
Yes. Well, originally, the producers wanted to film all three films consecutively because the shooting days were very short. You know, we had 9 days to shoot our film. So Stanley Tucci, who was directing Blind Date, which is another one of Theo's films, he was scheduled to go first, then Bob Balaban, and I was to go third. Of course, as it does in independent film, so often the financing fell through, and then it was every filmmaker for himself, and we got to raise the money for our film, so we ended up going first. Stanley did just do his version, and now John Turturro will be doing the third.
How much of the attraction to this project is the fact that Theo van Gogh was murdered, and that his murder was a particular blow to free expression in the Netherlands? Is it a political objective here?
Well, I think for his friends it was a very personal objective, and I understood the whole homage to Theo. But for me, the best way that I could honor him is to make the best possible film I can make.
Could you have been just as satisfied only directing and directing another actor in it? I mean, is that
well? Originally, I did think of hiring another actor, but I did, you know, I did have my eye on the role. But I think I was just a little bit intimidated about having to do both. You know, I mean, I did this once before in Tree's Lounge, and I just found it exhausting. And it was my wife who said, "You're crazy if you don't play this part. It's a wonderful part."
Do you find that you're aware of people talking about a Steve Buscemi type or a Steve Buscemi look that you've become? You've sort of exceeded your own personal work here into something of a sizable cliche. In
the problem is that they want a Steve Buscemi type. They don't want me. There's other types that are getting my roles now.
In the interview, your character gets banged up a little bit in a car accident.
Right.
Which for you is really coming out in very good shape from a movie. Your character is
a lot better than a wood chipper.
A wood chipper in Fargo. I recently saw you in Paris, Je T'aime, which is a series of shorts about Paris. And you get beaten to a pulp in that.
Well, that's because it's the Coen brothers who directed that segment.
and for the Coen brothers, when they reach the idea of, and then the guy gets beaten up, they say,
Buscemi, my name must Buscemi. Pop into their head.
Steve Buscemi. Why? What is the connection between getting kicked around on the movie set?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, every part that I've played for the Coen brothers, I've loved. So I don't mind getting pushed around in their movies. I just love that they even had to kill me in The Big Lebowski.
We got a man down, dude.
God, they shot him, man.
No, dude.
They shot Donnie?
There weren't any shots fired.
Huh?
It's a heart attack.
Call the medics. Just, how can he die in a heart attack? Let's just kill him with a heart attack.
They just have to get rid of you, no matter what they do. No, we made a list of what happens to your various characters in movies, and it's extraordinary. Your character is a very high risk insurance policy. No matter who it is you're playing, something will happen to that person physically.
Well, it's a living.
Just before I let you go, there are some family connections in the interview that I'd just like you to spell. First of all, your brother, your character's brother?
My brother, Michael Buscemi, is in the movie. In the original, those characters were not brothers, but I thought there's no reason that they couldn't be brothers and it would actually raise the stakes here. This is the third film that he's been in of mine that I've directed, and he's a wonderful actor, and I was happy to use him.
And one can see in the movie on a fictional news channel, a fellow rather well-known in some quarters, Danny Schechter, the news dissector.
Yes.
And I noticed there's also a Schechter on the credit of this movie.
David Schechter was our screenwriter, and when I talked to him about, you know, doing research for this part, he says, well, you got to talk to my cousin, Danny. And so I did talk to Danny, and I was so impressed with him that I ended up putting him in the movie on the news show with Donna Hanover. And that whole scene that they do, you know, discussing the latest scandal in Washington, was improvised. I just gave them a few points, and I said, don't get too specific about what the scandal is, because we don't want to date the film. And anyway, most likely there'll be a new scandal by the time the film is released.
People will assume you're talking about that in any
case.
Well, Steve Buscemi, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.
Steve Buscemi's latest film, Interview, is already in select theaters. You can see a video montage of a few of Buscemi's best movie beatings at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.